Speaking of sports and that kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
Christmas Angels, you know, it's that time of year.
This thing is so cool.
Yeah, it really is, because, you know, we do the angel thing, and, you know, you can go, and we'll be talking with Allie later this morning to find out how we're doing on the angels and all that. You know that you can pick them up at either of the Blue Baker locations, and or you can go to mychristmasangels.com and pick one out. There are people, howsomever, who prefer to just write a check. And if you want to do that, that's great, because, as Ben has said, we have young ladies up here who just adore going out and shopping, and they get really good deals, so we really like that. But then we've added yet and still another level, and that is if you would like to buy an official SEC football autographed by Kevin Sumlin, comes in a plastic box, I mean, so you can display it somewhere, all right? Go to eBay and type in Sumlin football, and you'll see it right there. The current bid is $1,250. Now, all of that money, 100% of it, including whatever the eBay fee happens to be, the radio station puts in the Christmas Angels Fund. So we pay off eBay, we put that in there, plus whatever it is. We still got about a week or so, but if you'd like to bid on that football, because there's no telling how good this team's going to be, or how good this football coach is going to be, and, you know, have an opportunity to do that. So lots of different ways, and all that money goes to Christmas Angels.
It started out as a penny.
Yeah, and it's now it's more than that. Yeah,
it is.
So anyway, Sumlin football, go to eBay and check that out, and that'll be fun.
It is an SEC A&M commemorative football.
Yeah, like
for the inaugural season.
It says SEC on it, and it's white, and it's too pretty to play with. You know, you don't want to.
It comes in a fancy box,
yeah,
too.
Don't want to take it out there and let the kids mess with it.
But it is. I looked at that last night and got the email that said, hey, it's up to $125. And I looked like an hour later, hey, it's up to $1,250.
That's it. So that's where we are. We like that. And if you'd like to go up by increments of times 10, that's okay. We can go for that.
We like to fold money for the kids now.
Not a bad deal. And, you know, if we end up having more money than we need for this year, then we put it into a fund for next year.
Absolutely.
If you've looked at any of the Christmas trees, pretty much almost all of those kids are asking for bicycles,
yeah,
and those aren't cheap.
Yeah.
So
again, and you'll, Kat, you'll enjoy this because you've never seen it. Kevin, I guess you haven't seen it either, but it's, you know, down in the lower floor, the folks here are nice enough to give us several rooms where we put all the stuff, and that really helps out as far as pickup for it to be on the first floor and everything. So we thank Crystal Park Plaza for allowing us to do that, and it will be. It'll be great, good fun. So pick out one on the tree itself or go to mychristmasangels.com, and again, we'll find out how we're doing on that. 600 kids, by the way, this year. 600
Holy
kids.
Holy cow.
That is a bunch. Okay, so if you're upper income and you're a wage earner and you've got significant investment income, you might want to contact your tax professional as soon as possible. The IRS has released new rules for investment income. It's like 39 pages of new stuff. Among those goodies in there, set to be published today, by the way, a new 3.8% surtax on investment income. Well, we like that. Anytime we could do a tax on top of a tax, that's really cool.
Absolutely.
It's so classy.
Yeah, because then we feel so good that we can tax a tax. So John McCain, 107?
Ish.
Yesterday, they all get up and do their little kabuki thing in front of the microphones for everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what? Politics isn't anything more than kabuki, right?
That's about right.
You mean a lot of drums
paint. Well, yeah, they do. Look at John Kerry.
Crazy hair.
Yeah, John Kerry, crazy hair. Anyway, so during the news conference, John McCain, regarding he was talking about John Kerry, and he said, thank you, Mr. Secretary. See, because there's been plenty of chat about, really, John Kerry becoming the new Secretary of State to replace Hillary Clinton.
He wants it more than anybody
else.
Yes,
he does. And so then when he got finished with his comments, he said, thank you, Mr. President, to McCain. And then he joshed a little bit and said, that's what happens when you get two losers together. I went, okay, there you are. Yeah, they enjoyed that a lot.
Dear.
So there you go. And you know, Hillary's just like everybody else. She loves her girl chat. There were photos yesterday of the Secretary of State giggling with Meryl Streep while they took a peek at the actress's iPhone. The ladies got acquainted at the artist dinner, which honored the recipients of the 2012 Kennedy Center Honors, which was last Sunday night. So they were, you know what? She got pictures on there, what? Yeah,
probably showing pictures of grandbabies.
Could be, something like that, no telling. But, you know, the thing is, did Hillary bring her phone out? You know, hey, look, here's Pootie Poot's number, you know? Because she's probably got better numbers.
Pootie Poot?
Oh, that's
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's what 43 called him.
Who's 43?
The 43rd president.
Earth the cat.
Yeah. Oh.
There's Bush 41, and there's Bush 43.
Sorry, I'm not totally up on your old man lingo.
Oh, no. That's not old man lingo, but, you know, that's okay, too. Anyway. it's okay. No, I mean, I think you could say that to a lot of people in town who aren't old, and they would understand what that meant. But nonetheless, that's, you know, George Bush was always just such a, you know, just a good old boy kind of thing.
Well, they said he had nicknames for, like, everybody.
He did, and Pootie Poot was what he called Vladimir Putin. I don't know how Vladimir Putin felt about that, but, you know, we thought it was kind of cute.
He didn't give a Pootie Poot.
That's exactly right. Oh, by the way, you know, about that whole Mayan calendar thing, the U.S. American government has written a helpful little blog post they did yesterday titled, Scary Rumors About the World Ending in 2012 Are Just Rumors. So, of course, that makes it okay. That makes it right.
I've been talking about it since I got here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
The post on USA.gov says that NASA scientists, once again, wanting to be relevant, have received thousands of letters from people convinced the world will end on December the 21st.
Well, what's NASA supposed to do about
it? Well, but see, NASA just wants to be relevant. They just said, put us in the talk. Make sure people know we're still here. So they posted this at thousands, you know, having to do with the Mayan calendar. Some people think that this giant comet will strike the Earth that day. Others that we're going to collide with another planet. And, of course, a NASA scientist said that he received several letters from young people, I don't know what young is to him, contemplating suicide because they believe the apocalypse is coming.
That's so silly.
You're right, it is.
I mean, whenever the 1800s transition to the 1900s, there is even a name for it. It's called fin de siècle.
Of course.
That means the end of the cycle.
There it is.
Or it's the new century. This just happens to not be at a new century, but still, people are always afraid of this silly stuff.
Well, I remember when
Y2K.
Y2K, sure. The post says, the world will not end on December 21st, 2012, or any other day in 2012.
It will, too. The Mayans said so.
That's right. NASA released a video earlier this year explaining that the Mayan calendar does not actually predict the end of the world on December the 21st, and that the myth that the planet Nibiru, who cares?
Brown,
is headed toward Earth and is easily disproved because astronomers have detected no such planet, obviously makes sense.
Is it the planet with the lizard people?
Yeah, exactly. That's who the lady from Russia was wanting to run for Russian parliament, thinking that the lizards were going to be here for that. So, again. Yeah.
I always think with the Mayan calendar, what if that was just one guy's job and he retired?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, seriously,
he's been doing it his whole life, carving this big block, and he's like, you know, I'm done.
Yeah, that's it. I run out of room. There's no reason. You know, what the hell? We'll just do that.
I'm finished.
It's all about keeping up.